I've always liked Peter. I always felt that Peter and I had something in common in a way. Very outgoing, up front. Like to talk. But he's very profound in his love of Jesus and understanding what he is and what he was to people and how people looked at him. That's a rough one at times. It's rough, but you got to be that person. And that's how Peter looked at it. Starting with 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to make one little alteration. Please don't throw rocks at me, but I want to say it like this. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside in an alien as aliens, scattered throughout, ready? Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, and South Carolina, Nebraska, the United States and this planet. We are aliens at times in a new. We might think we're home, but we're still aliens where we live. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sacrificing work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and to sprinkle with His love, with His blood, may grace and peace be yours in the fullness measure. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Ooh, reserved in heaven for you. That's personable. That's individual. That should build you up right there. Then it's personal. He's talking to me personal. Next to your parents or next to someone close in your family, he says he's going to talk to you personally. I know for me he has. Because I tell people many times, there's five times I actually say, I shouldn't be here physically. I just shouldn't be here. But I am. I am. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, I am here. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, I have a helpmate who has seen me through some times where I was in the bed for 6 weeks. There was a young man I knew at the market. When I say young man, he at that time was in his late 20s. He got married, and he had his own cleaning business. It was starting, you know, the first year or two. Then the young man came up with cancer in his eardrum. And he was in the hospital for 3 months. Eardrum had to come out. While he was in bed, unconscious, his wife comes in there and puts a divorce paper on his bed. And she literally told him to his face, I didn't sign up for this. He said he started praying right then and there because he knew. He said, I could hear, but she had to write it out because I couldn't really hear. And when she said that to me, I just looked at her and just nodded. And I went back to sleep. That young man gave me his testimony. I'm sitting in the market. This is when I had my sandwich shop. And I told him, you know the Lord has your best intentions. You are alive. You're sitting here talking to me right now about what did happen. The Lord increased your business tenfold. He came to church here once or twice during that. He said he had to get kickstarted. He didn't know what to do. Now I know he's going full-time with Church of the Flags, but he's going. That's my whole thing. He is going. So to move the story along really quick, young lady came back. She was expecting, and it wasn't his. And her name didn't start with Mary. So he just told her, I'm sorry at this time. There is no room in the inn. And he pulled the shade down. We don't want that to happen to us. You don't want to go before Jesus and say, and him look at you and pull the shade down and say that we are overbooked. You have to go to the other place, take the elevator down. You don't want that. I'm telling you now, in that split second, we don't want that. You don't. So you're blessed. You are blessed bigger than you know. So many times. Coming here, leaving, we're blessed because we see each other. We see each other all the time. You know, we got some families that can't do that, can't see each other all the time. But we can. So what's that saying? God, Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit's in this building. That we have how many different personalities right here? How many different experiences? How many different shapes in life where you were born? Where you're at now? But we're here under one common goal, and that is to pronounce, to let the world know that Jesus Christ is Lord. No one can go to the Father but through the Son. I got to keep repeating that because people just don't. I'm not saying my family, but a lot of people don't understand that. They just don't understand that. Moving on. Verse 5. Who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Okay, well, we're looking at that. You know your life? That was in the 6. At your life, from like the young man's age right now to where we are right now, there are still different paths you can take. We see a lot of people who profess with their mouth, but you see their actions, they take another path. The Lord, the blessing with the Lord, the gift of that Holy Spirit, when we say we hear his voice, is that when you are in the process of heading down that wrong trail, even in the middle of the wrong trail, you hear a quiet voice come to you. I wouldn't walk that way. Now, in tune with your Holy Spirit, you'll go, oh, okay, I'll go this way. But if you don't recognize that voice because you got all that sound screaming in your head, you're going to keep on walking down that trail. Then you go, oh, God, I got to turn around. I can't see my way back. How do I get back? Ask for forgiveness. Get down and pray and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I heard your voice and kept going. Please, I know there's a living hope in the Holy Spirit. Me, each of you in the back row, in the front row, have to understand that your personal relationship is what matters. We all know each other, but your personal experience with Lord Jesus is the most important thing. Carrying on with verse 7. So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, and may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelations of Jesus Christ. I just want to say this one part. I got to read it again. So the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable. What we got here? This dime. If this dime hit the heat, enough heat, it will melt and evaporate. Don't have your faith like that. That's the best way I can put it. Starting at 8, well, finishing with 7, I'm going to run right in. Yes. Glory and honor at the revelations of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy and inexplicable and full of glory. Woo. Full of glory. Glory, glory. I hear Brother Holly sometime, he'll just look and just say, glory, glory, glory. And as I thought, I think back more, I remember my grandmother saying that. And it depends on the time of the situation that she looks, she will look at me and just say, glory, glory, glory. Shake her head and just go to the other room. So I wasn't sure I'm in trouble or not in trouble. But usually when they leave it with Jesus, you're okay. When they don't leave Jesus at the end of that sentence, pad up, get ready. Obtaining as one, as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Your souls. It's not too much to say. I can't add to that. Your individual souls. You got to take care of that. We can pray for you, but you got to take care of you. Take care of your relationship, that communication. That's all God asked you. That's all he asked of Adam. That's all he asked of Moses. That's all he asked of David. That's all he asked of the disciples. Communicate. Just communicate. Going to 10. As to this salvation and the prophets who proposed of the grace and would come to you made carefully searching and inquiries, seeking to know what person of time the Spirit of Christ within them as indicating as his predicted the suffering of Jesus Christ and the glories to follow. The glories to follow. But within that, they emphasize to preach the gospel by the Holy Spirit. We were trained one time when I was in Bible school. They trained before you. One of the things they would tell you or show to you is remember this. When you go into prayer, make that one of the things you ask for. God, at this moment, while I'm praying, please give me your gift of your Holy Spirit so I can communicate with you the way you would like, Lord God. That you, he hears you, but there are some times he can hear you even clearer. So that's a personal relationship point again, that you, when you get on your knees and you pray, that's a personal relationship. Pastor Ward should say, get in your prayer closet. I had another gentleman say, get your prayer rug. I like the closet better because so you could put a chair in there. That rug, boy, my age, I can't get up off that rug as easy as I used to anymore. But I do want to leave, I want to end with this. And it's once again from 1 Peter. I'm going to start with 22 through 25. Since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls, and for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed, which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. You can say this is the best training manual made. You get the history of it, the complete history of how everything worked. Then for me, once again, I say for me, this is a personal thing. I look at the New Testament as my training manual. One is history, the other is training. The answers I will get when I go to glory. I just have to keep doing his work now. Well, I thank y'all for this time that y'all gave me to bring the word, what runs through my heart. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this time. I thank you for Peter and his love of you, Lord Father, and how he presented for us that training manual to prepare ourselves to do that work, to love thy brother as we love thyself, to put no other God before my Lord Jesus and his Father. No graven images, nothing. Lord God, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the ears that heard this. Thank you for this day. Amen. And amen. 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 You're applauding the Christ, so you need to clap harder than that, man. Come on. There we go. There we go. Oh.
Solidifies for us, some of which we know already, rock.